2000 triumph anniversary. Where is Hezbollah today standing? Despite the intensive efforts of the US and its Arab surrogates to undermine the resistance front in West Asia, the movement is on the forward march and has continued to register spectacular victories, as is evident by the record of success of Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorist movement Hezbollah. Stay with us for a feature on the 18th anniversary of Hezbollah's victory in driving out the Zionist occupation forces and their local militias from southern Lebanon that appeared on the Abna website. Eighteen years ago, on 25th of May 2000, the region saw a new history made when liberated the south of the country from Zionist entity Israeli regime, which, for the first time in decades, was forced out of an occupied Arab territory under strikes by the Lebanese movement's fighters. The development's impacts went beyond time and place and paved the way for the advent of a new regional period. The region after Hezbollah's victory was totally different from the time before that. Since then, Hezbollah's position, power, and influence began to enlarge because of the accumulation of new responsibilities and challenges, turning the resistant force into a key actor immune to disregard, not only in its own country, Lebanon, but also in the region as a whole. The May 2000 victory marked the first major turning point in the Israeli-Arab conflict, which is several decades long. After 22 years of hard struggle, the Israelis in a humiliating way were forced out of the southern Lebanese territories they had seized decades before. The triumph was highly inspiring and encouraging to the Lebanese people and all Arab nations who saw their trust in the anti-Israeli resistance choice built. They learned that through this choice, they can reclaim what remains of the occupied Arab lands. The achievement also made the Lebanese factions united and solidified the army-people resistance equation, a term Hezbollah's Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah used to assure that as long as these three are united, Lebanon's national security is protected against the Israeli aggression. It also set a new equation with the Zionist entity after breaking the Israeli army's invincibility legend, making the Israelis step back from their expansion agenda across the Muslim and Arab world and adopt a guarding and defensive gesture. This was the outset of a deterrence equation built to stir a string of Palestinian victories. Since then, the Palestinian factions believed the viability of the resistance and emerged a new generation never submissive to defeat, surrender, or demand of Israeli regime and its supporters. The May 2000 success ushered in a string of other accomplishments. The Lebanese fighters captured a number of Israeli soldiers that served as a swap material for a deal to liberate a large number of Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners who have been jailed in the Israeli prisons for long years. Hezbollah, in the meantime, was enhancing its power at various levels, including filling its stockhouses with a larger number of rockets, raising them from about 30-kilometer range, 20,000 rockets, to over 100,000 rockets covering the whole occupied Palestinian territories. The enhancement of missile strength stood basis for a new victory this time in 2006 war the Zionist entity had started. Known as the 33-day war, this time too, the result was humiliating to the Israelis. The 2006 war highlighted a big Hezbollah jump to a new stage of playing major regional and not an only home role. Hezbollah, stronger and with bigger combat readiness, entered the allied Syrian government's war on terrorism, represented by a wide range of foreign-backed Takfiri groups. Playing a significant role in an anti-terror campaign in Syria honed the movement's combat skills, and finally it came out as an indispensable regional player. Hezbollah has never restricted its aspirations to the narrow party interests or political games. It never left its counter-Israeli resistance and pro-Palestinian support. As recently revealed by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the U.S. made an offer to the movement through a Lebanese journalist, George Nader. Washington told Hezbollah it can join the government, achieve power in the politics, and get billions of dollars in aid from the White House in return for forsaking the resistance to the Israeli aggression. Hezbollah rejected, a move solidified its popularity in the Arab world's conscience. Now, Hezbollah owns beyond expectations combat skills, mixing the guerrilla and regular army war tactics. Participation in the Syrian war transferred to Hezbollah fighters precious fighting experiences from the Syrian army and also the Iranian advisory forces. The diversity of the war fronts and conditions gave its fighters the high power to adjust fast to any possible circumstances. Regarding political strength, the recent parliamentary election win re-exhibited Hezbollah's public base. Its bastion in South very assertively expressed its support for the movement's choice of role-playing in the country, Syria, Palestine, and Iraq. This very well-hardened an equation recently set up by Hezbollah's chief, "We will be present where we should be." Another noteworthy point is the firm alliance with other members of the Axis of Resistance. This means that if it is subjected to economic sanctions or political pressures, Hezbollah will not be alone to confront. Various allied fronts will be opened against the adversaries simultaneously, something shoring up its immunity and power of action.